Save America Ministries will put in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. It's on our website, saveus.org. And can I urge you to become a partner with us? Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879.
Comprehensive news, enriching the airwaves for your listening pleasure. So much is happening in the world today. Stay informed. Stay tuned to KFBR, your Moody Broadcast affiliate for the Central California Coast. KFBR 89.9.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king, but in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, we were hoping to have Heather Goss on tonight talking about what's going on as far as Agenda 21, about the great conference that's going to be held on the 3rd of May. But unfortunately, all we're getting is an answering machine. So if you're out there in the listening audience and you have something you would like to talk about, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We'll do open lines as long as we can. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, because, of course, Agenda 21 is the agenda for the 24th century. It is a diabolical, evil scheme to transform society, not only in America, but all throughout the world, into one that's regulated by a small ruling elite and where everyone will be regulated and controlled from the cradle to the grave. And people sort of just shrug and say, well, that can't be true. Well, you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that most of what you believe, or most of what you're going to read in the newspaper, hear on television or radio, certainly most of what you're going to learn in school just isn't true. Well, because it's all been taken over by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, a group of evil people. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Please give us a call. We need your support so we don't have to just sit here and babble when we have nothing prepared. But there is a small group of people. They are evil people. They are Luciferians. They worship the other God, believing he is the true God and the God of the Bible is the bad God. And they basically, of course, are doing everything they can to bring about a one-world government under his control. How do you make any sense of that? Well, in the scriptures, it talks about the coming of the Antichrist who will rule the world, and this is exactly what's coming down the line. The Agenda 21, of course, you can read their material. Fortunately, you don't have to take my word for anything. Go up on the internet and look up Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century. It is backed by the wealthiest, most powerful people in the world. Its goal is to regulate every aspect of human endeavor, to lower the living standards of people in America as we raise living standards of people throughout the rest of the world, and then eventually to crumble the whole sort of thing, to have marked population reduction, because they think there are too many people in the world, and they really intend to kill off the vast majority of the American people. They work through secret societies, and one of them put up certainly the Georgia Guidestones in Elberton, Georgia. And if you haven't been there, you need to go to Elberton and see the Georgia Guidestones and read the Ten Commandments that come from the pit of hell. The first one being maintain humanity at 400 million. In constant balance with nature. Now, you can certainly go up on the internet and pull down a number of articles on the Georgia Guidestones. You can go to my website at radioliberty.com, and certainly that's radioliberty.com, and we have a lot of we have a very good article there on the Georgia Guidestones. You can see them. You can see the pictures of the stones. You can read the inscription on them. Well, Sydney, it's open lines. We need your calls. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines, and we look forward to your call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But Agenda 21 is a diabolical plan to transform Christian civilization, to destroy Christian civilization, to replace it with a truly demonic program that will kill billions of people. And you say, that could not be true. Well, suddenly you go to the Georgia Guidestones. You can find it on the internet, find it on my website, read what they say, and shudder when you understand what's really out there and how few people understand it.
A rough month for freedom.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our regularly scheduled guest isn't here, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines, and we do need your calls because we don't have anything prepared. So give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But we were basically going into the background of this secret agenda. Now you can find out all about it on the internet, but they don't want you to find out about it or to understand that this is truly a satanic worldwide movement. I suddenly followed through and being engineered by people who worship a different God. Why do you think they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools? Why did they suddenly remove the any mention of God from the military. Why is anybody who talks about God come under immediate attack? It is simply because the Luciferians took over the United States Supreme Court in 1941 and controlled it until 1971. And those Luciferians were actually members of the Masonic conspiracy. Now, you're never going to hear this. The controlled media will never tell you the truth. But you can go up on the internet and look up Masons, Supreme Court judges, and look at the times they were there, and you will find that from 1941 to 1971, the Masons controlled the United States Supreme Court in majorities of 5-4 to 6-3. And during that time, they destroyed the moral fabric of our society. And it wasn't that it was an accident. They knew exactly what they were doing. Right now, we've got Susan calling us from Cincinnati. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. And hi, Susan. How are we doing?
Hi. God bless you. My comment, or I wanted to know, why did so many Christians, especially the black Christians, vote for such an evil man as Obama? I just don't understand it. I mean, we see him destroying our economy, the healthcare system. You know, he was for late-term abortions of, you know, crushing baby skulls as they're being born. He's sending billions of dollars overseas to build mosques. And, you know, we know that the Muslim religion genitally mutilates women and oppresses them. Here is just a blatantly evil man, and yet why don't some Christians see this?
Well, I think a lot of Christians do, but first of all, basically, people many times are Democrats because they want to get something from government. After all, if government is going to give you a check every month, are you going to vote against that government? And because our founding fathers knew that they... If you had a democracy, the people would eventually vote themselves into tyranny. And that's why they gave us a republic they did not want. Most people voting because they knew that eventually they would vote themselves into tyranny. Now, as far as the blacks are concerned, a lot of us feel that a lot of this material attacking the blacks, you know, is just totally false. You know, there's no conspiracy against them. But there really is. And they are aware of it. It's simply that their leaders will not tell them what it is that the AIDS virus was designed primarily to kill blacks. And if you look at the statistics, you'll find out that almost half of everybody who has AIDS in America is black. And then, of course, and basically, the water fluoridation has much more impact on the blacks, 6 times as deleterious on the blacks as on the white. And we could go into all sorts of other things, the Tuskegee study and other things. And they feel put upon, and with good right. And yet our white leaders will never tell us what I've just told you. But you can go up on the internet, you can check it out, and you can find out there is a conspiracy by the elite against the blacks. And we should be doing everything we can to bring the truth out about the origin of AIDS, certainly about the use of water fluoridation, which targets blacks. The level of fluoride of lead in the blood of black people in areas where the water is fluoridated is 6 times higher. They end up getting a lead encephalopathy. So there are many, many reasons, but behind Obama are powerful spiritual forces. I think that is the best explanation that I can give you, because, of course, behind everything going on, whether the Democrat nominee or the Republican nominee are demonic forces. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. Does that help you, Susan?
Yes, it does. But I guess the only thing I don't understand is I felt like more preachers should not. I think everyone's afraid, and we saw what the IRS does. I'm surprised they're probably taping my call right now. But, you know, I think people are afraid to speak out. They will start accusing you of being racist or homophobic or this or that. And I just don't hear enough, you know, preachers standing up against not only the evils of what Obama's done, but primarily of all of them. And
Susan, they can't do that because they're 501c3. And when you're 501c3, you don't dare tell the truth. That's why we are not a 501c3 ministry. specifically so we can tell you the truth. And I'm sure most ministers really don't understand what's going on. And anybody who does certainly will never get to a high position. Well, within the Protestant or Catholic Church, they've infiltrated all of our churches and our seminaries, both Catholic and Protestant. And that is why you're not hearing the truth from the ministers. They're afraid to speak out and tell the truth if they know it. And if they don't know it, why, of course, they're simply going to be giving you false information. Anything else before we let you go?
The other thing is, what is the Bible's teaching on homosexuality? The way I understand it is that, yes, we are to love the sinner, and I get all that, but I think there needs to be a clear message that says, and it says in Scripture, in Corinthians and other parts of the Bible, that homosexuality is an abomination against God. And I don't know why preachers, again, aren't speaking out against that, because it's destroying marriage. It's not marriage.
Let me tell you that if you are a minister and you speak out against homosexuality, there will be an organization within your congregation to get rid of you. It's happened to a number of ministers I know, and most of them have lost their congregations. And it's not happening by accident. They have their agent planted in our churches. And only when you understand that can you understand what's going on. A number of ministers I know who've had the courage to speak out have lost their ministries. Does that answer your question?
But isn't it wrong? I mean, not the way God intended it.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I'm going to have to let you go, Susan, because we've got a full board. But thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for answering my question.
Bye bye. Okay, let's go to. We have John calling from North Dakota. Hi, John. How are we doing?
Pretty good. That's North Idaho, not North Dakota, but it's cold just the same. Hey. I had a thought earlier tonight. You know, with this deal about Obamacare and everybody having to go online and put out all their information, they don't even know where that information comes or goes to. I've never heard anybody even give it a thought that this might have something to do with the connection of handing over the web control to the UN. So they have all the information in order to turn us into quote-unquote global citizens.
I think you're absolutely right, and I share your concern. Anything else?
Okay, no, that was it.
All right, I think you're absolutely right. I think that they are collecting dossiers on everyone in the world. This is a worldwide movement. Now, some of the countries are pretty underdeveloped, and they don't have the facilities that we have here. But America leads the way, and of course, they are collecting information on everyone. There are dossiers on you and your family. God bless. Thanks very much for calling.
All right. Thanks for what you're doing.
And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And let's go to Kent calling us from Columbus, Ohio. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Hi, Kent from Columbus.
Hi,
our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call. We look forward to hearing from you. And Kent, what would you like to talk about?
I had a question about vitamin D. I know the importance of getting vitamin D and getting sunshine. And I take vitamin D3 in the winter months. My question was vitamin D2. I was looking at an alternative to dairy, like coconut milk or almond milk, and all of those have vitamin D2. Is vitamin D2, I know it's not as effective as vitamin D3, but can it be harmful, the vitamin D2?
In all honesty, I do not know. I do not think so,
right.
But I wouldn't want to tell you something I did not have the scientific background on. Next
right.
time I have Dr. Blaylock on, why, Chris, you can ask him that question. But, fortunately, we do have some very, very smart guests who know a lot more about this than the average individual. And certainly, we recommend very, very strongly vitamin D3. I think probably vitamin D2 is better than nothing. I don't think I do not think it's going to hurt you, but I would not swear to that. Why don't you look it up on the internet, though, would you?
Okay.
And if you find anything, let me know.
Okay, I will.
Okay, God bless, and let's go to, we have Dee calling from Post Falls, Idaho. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Charlie, we are going to a break. And when we do, we hope you'll hang on, and then we'll get to you as soon as we get back. And remember, we're paying for the telephone call, so you don't have to pay for it. We're going, Dee, do you have a question or comment? Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go ahead, Dee.
Okay, I'll try to be brief. There's an announcement, very rare opportunity of meet and greet. A congressman, our Idaho 1st District Congressman, U.S. Congressman Ron Labrador, and State Senator Bob Nonini, both of them patriots, will be at the American Legion Hall 143 tomorrow between 11 and 1:30 here in Post Falls, Idaho. The address there is 1138 East Poline Road. Let me say that slower. 1138 East Poline Road, Post Falls. And they need to hear from us to fight Obamacare, repeal Obamacare. And I'm going to certainly suggest that Barack Hussein Obama himself be impeached for numerous violations of the Constitution. And also...
hold that thought. Do you want to hang on until after the break?
Certainly.
Okay, hang on.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, Call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and fortunately we have Heather Goss on the line with us. But right now we have Charlie from Cincinnati, suddenly calling in and saying, look, all these new epidemics of measles and mumps are breaking out, and basically, should we be taking the vaccines? My response is no, because of course the number of people who die suddenly of the measles before they started taking the vaccine, not 100 years ago, but before they started taking the vaccine, was maybe 10, 5 to 10, the same thing with mumps. And if you look at how we've destroyed the health of so many of our children, you should not be taking the vaccines. There probably are rare instances where they would be beneficial. For instance, toxoid, tetanus toxoid, there's probably a place for it. And certainly, if polio vaccine is properly made, the trouble is they put all sorts of poison in them. Do you really trust the people who manufacture the vaccines, Charlie?
No.
Okay, fine. Well, then you do not know what you're getting. You do not know that there's mercury and lead and all of those things in there. If we could trust the people who are putting out the vaccines, there might be a place for them, but we can't trust them. Okay?
Dr. Stan, would you recommend the other way of doing it is just building the immune system up with diet?
Yes. That's vitally important.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
God bless. And we've got Heather Goss coming on with us. Hi, Heather. I'm sorry for the mix-up. I didn't know we were supposed to have somebody else on tonight. I appreciate so much you being with us.
No problem.
And Heather Goss certainly is on the front lines of this battle for Agenda 21 to educate the people. So why don't you tell our listeners about yourself, why you're involved in this battle, and what the diabolical influence of Agenda 21.
Well, let's see, where should I start? I basically started looking into Agenda 21 about 4 years ago. I think I saw a video of Michael Shaw explaining his struggles in Santa Cruz. As a realtor, I started noticing a lot of the properties around were subjected to regulations and open space and, just things weren't adding up. You know, it's one of those kind of connect the dots type pictures when you're a kid where you don't really know what you're looking at until you step back and enough of the dots are connected. And, bike paths and all of these different things that I'm thinking, well, we don't have the money for so many things in our country, yet we're spending money on just ridiculous stuff, and it doesn't add up. And so when you start peeling back the layers and you look at sustainable development and stack and pack housing and open space, and you start putting those dots together, you realize that there's a plan, and it's the United Nations Agenda for the 21st Century to, herd us all into high-density human settlements so they can control and surveil us, and the rest of the property will be controlled by, the government and used for a wildlands corridor system, and, of course, that's part of the carbon credit trading scheme and, so many other things. And, basically that's where we're headed, is a complete and total totalitarian-type state.
But basically, who's behind this, Heather? I mean, basically, who would want to rule the world?
Oh, well, anybody. I would. The globalists, global elites are behind much of this. And in partnership with our government. I mean, we have, corrupted government officials at every level. People are benefiting from this. And then, of course, we've got the corporate public-private partnership. And so, that's how they draw in, individuals that probably wouldn't ordinarily go down this path and don't even realize that they're being used as pawns in this whole process. I was at the California Air Resource Board today, And, you know, that's an unelected, unaccountable bureaucracy in California that's on the front lines of implementing our carbon credit trading scheme, taxing us for the air that we breathe. I mean, this is as diabolical as it gets. I mean, these people really want to destroy our economy, control every bit of our lives, and we are going to be taxed and fined out of existence, and then we're going to pay for our own demise.
Where is this California Resource Board held? What power do they actually have? How can they influence what goes on in our communities?
Well, the California Air Resource Board is a state-level agency, and it is actually up in Sacramento, and it's an unelected, unaccountable bureaucracy. These people cannot be unelected, you know, to this. They're all appointed to this body. It's funded to the tune of over $600 million a year.
$600 million a
year. That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, understand that the massive amounts of money they're putting out, and they're having to borrow it all. The whole idea is to bankrupt America. But we're already bankrupt morally and spiritually, now financially.
Yeah, and they cannot be audited.
While it's all clouds gathered,
mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Heather Goss is our guest. Heather was simply saying that basically the whole idea is going to be to do away with the greenhouse gas emissions and suddenly destroy the infrastructure of our society. And basically, of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you never heard about this, but Arnold Schwarzenegger was very close to Lord Rothschild or Warren Buffett, and basically he pretended to be a conservative to get your vote, but the reality is he was far from that. And basically he signed an executive executive order. It's the law in California because nobody's ever challenged it. But the whole idea was to reduce greenhouse gases 80% by the year 2050. 80%, which means we'll have to do away with most cars and most of the means of mass communication, certainly most production of electricity. Well, of course, we could always produce it from nuclear energy, but of course we've got to do away with that because of the threat of a nuclear explosion. And we can always get our electricity from hydroelectric plants, but we got to tear them down to save the salmon. And certainly we could always certainly get it from other sources, but they don't want that. They want to lower our living standards and impoverish our people. Our guest is Heather Goss. Heather, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, get your information, and how they can get to this conference that's going to be held on the 3rd of May, where you're going to be speaking and revealing a lot of the things that have been intentionally suppressed by this cabal, this truly diabolical cabal that controls both political parties and makes mockery out of our electoral process. Go right ahead, Heather.
Okay, well, if people want to go to my website, get more information on the One Bay Area Plan, you know, where this is all coming from, how it's being brought into our, how it's brought into our state, who's behind it, a lot of history, they can go to www.citizenstownhall.org. That's www.citizens, with an S, citizenstownhall.org. And I started that site a few years ago because I really wanted to start putting out the truth, and I wanted to do it in a nonpartisan manner. I really wanted it to be a place where different cities could post information about what's going on. We could share information, and we could also host our own town halls, because what happens is you go to these meetings, government meetings, and they're all rigged, and the message is contrived, and the decisions are already made. And so, you know, it's really powerful for individuals and groups to actually host their own town halls, and then they can get their side of the story out. And then, as you said, May 3rd, we're going to have a forum on Treasure Island from 10 in the morning until 5:30, and it's jam-packed with great speakers. Michael Shaw is going to be there, Rosa Quarry, I'm going to be speaking. Debbie Bacigalupi is going to be speaking about the rural areas. Patrick Wood is going to be speaking about technocracy. And if people want to
Don't forget the three elected representatives.
That's right.
Legislators are going to be there as
well. That's right. We have City Council member Matt Grocott, who was the mayor of San Carlos and is now the vice mayor. We also have someone by the name of Mike Munzing. And Mike Munzing is a city council member in Aliso Viejo in Southern California, and also is a sitting member of SCAG, which is the Southern California Association of Governments. And that's the equivalent of our regional COG, our Council of Government here in the Bay Area, known as ABAG, the Association of Bay Area Governments. And and there's another guy, Steve Brandow, and I think in the Fresno area, but he's also a city council member. And so, you know, it's not just civilian and, you know, people talking about what's going on and conspiracy theories. You know, this is facts. These are people that have researched this topic for years and years. And we also have, like I said, you know, sitting legislative people who are actually living this and can tell you firsthand what their experience is and back up the stories that we're talking about. So,
How can people get in touch with Michael Shaw? How can they get tickets for this conference? It's an all-day conference. They're going to be serving lunch there in Treasure Island, in the middle of San Francisco Bay. How can people get to that?
That's right. They can go to www.globalizationofcalifornia.com. That's www.globalizationofcalifornia.com. And if they want, and of course, this conference and forum is being put on and produced by Freedom Advocates, which is Michael Shaw's organization. And if they
you
want
to, you can go to the website, freedomadvocates.org.
Exactly.
Freedomadvocates.org. So you can look that up on the internet. But Michael's a good friend. He finances this on his own. He wants to get the information out. He's trying to save America. He is certainly the most powerful voice we have in America about the danger of the subversive movement. Now, basically, gentlemen, they want to focus your attention on what's going on in Ukraine. What's going on in Syria? Although they seldom mention the 150,000 people we've killed over there. Yes, we've killed them. Your tax money has financed the rebels. And if the rebels weren't over there fighting, these people wouldn't be dead. Oh, it's all Assad's fault, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, Assad certainly is a dictator, but he was a benevolent dictator. He protected the Christians and Jews. No longer, he's not able to. The people we are sending over there, the people we are financing, the people we are arming, the people we are training are killing the Christians over there. They're killing the Christians and raping the Christian women. Why doesn't Rush Limbaugh tell us that? Well, anyway, certainly our guest is Heather Goss, and Heather's telling us about this conference. It's going to be held certainly on the 3rd of May, that's certainly on a Sunday. And it's vitally important that you get this information and help us to get it out. You can go to freedomadvocates.org, freedomadvocates.org, or what's the other website there, Heather?
Globalizationofcalifornia.com. That's www.globalizationofcalifornia.com.
Okay, fine. You go right ahead.
Well... What do you want me to talk about?
I want you to talk about this whole idea of Agenda 21 and what their ultimate plan is.
Well, like I said, you know, I found out about it a few years ago. As I've been digging in, it's becoming very clear that the rest of the world knows about Agenda 21. The rest of the world is on board with the agenda because the United States is being used, of course, as the cash cow to... finance and rebuild and redevelop the rest of the world and provide them a better standard of living and what have you. ICLEI is one of the major organizations worldwide that implements Agenda 21 and the sustainable development models throughout the world. ICLEI is the International Council for Local and Environmental Initiatives, and the headquarters for ICLEI USA is in Oakland. And so, you know, that's kind of, most people don't know about ICLEI and have never heard of it in the United States. But ICLEI is passing on the international policy for building codes, planning, climate change. All of that information is being filtered through ICLEI, and ICLEI is working in the background. And they've renamed themselves Local Governments for Sustainability. And they keep changing their name. All of these organizations keep changing their name so that we don't know what's going on. And, you know, if you look at your general plans, if you look at your local plans for your city and county, I bet you that you will see a United Nations definition of sustainable development in those general plans. And right verbatim from the 1987 Brundtland Commission report. I know I did when I started looking at my general plan for my town of Danville about a year and a half ago. And we went through a whole general plan update, and the actual direction of our town for the next 20 years is following the United Nations mandate.
And I think it's important that people understand this is a subversive movement.
Uh-huh.
Certainly, according to our Constitution, local governments cannot have contracts with international organizations.
That's right.
But that doesn't really matter. These people have a subversive agenda. This is a worldwide movement. And basically, of course, many communities have direct contracts with ICLEI. This international organization, you don't know about it. You're not being told about it. They put their agents in to key positions on your city councils, on your boards of supervisors. They spend fantastic amounts of money, billions of dollars a year, to elect local government agencies. And then, of course, on top of that, why, of course, they create other organizations that will suddenly take power away from our duly elected representatives and install it in these subversive international organizations. Everything is intent upon destroying the infrastructure of our society and declaring a world dictatorship. That is before they begin their massive population control agenda, which includes the removal of certainly countless billions, in my estimation, of people throughout the world. And if you doubt that, go to certainly the Elberton, Georgia website, the Georgia Guidestones website, and look and see what they say about what the future holds. If you have a question for Heather, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Heather certainly is one of the most informed people about this. Heather, you go right ahead.
Well, I was going to say that ICLEI actually, you know, when cities and counties sign on to ICLEI, they actually have to sign on to become a part of a world congress. And as you were saying, I mean, this is a violation of our constitution to basically form a treaty or a pact with an international organization. And, you know, there's actually a constitution. If you Google ICLEI constitution, you will find that the document, and it is quite scary, and it actually puts ICLEI in a position of acting as an agent on behalf of all of the cities or counties that sign on as members of ICLEI on a world stage. And so it becomes a world congress and totally subverts our system of government. So it's a very scary thing, and they also follow the Earth Charter. You know, and the Earth Charter is going to replace our Ten Commandments, and our children are being asked to, you know, adopt the Earth Charter in the schools. You know, we're all celebrating Earth Day now. You know, the shift is very subtle, and people aren't recognizing what's happening, but it's happening in front of our very eyes.
And something everybody should know about, but you're not going to, because you're not going to read it in the newspaper or the local magazines or hear it on the vast majority of radio or television, because they're all controlled. Well, what can people do at this point, Heather?
Well, people can go to our website. You know, they can find out more about it. They can go to freedomadvocates.org. They can go to the Globalization of California forum that we're holding on May 3rd. And that's really important. We're also going to be taping it. So, you know, for people who can't come to California, who can't attend the conference, we will be, you know, videotaping the entire thing. We will be providing that later on, because the whole idea is to inform people. You know, when I started talking about this kind of thing, you know, 4 years ago, and I haven't been in the fight as long as you have, although I've been, you know, nonstop doing research on this, you know, people were saying, don't talk about this, Heather, you're scaring people. Well, it is scary, but we have to talk about it. That's the whole thing. And nowadays, you know, Agenda 21 and sustainable development and the dangers of it are becoming easier to talk about. The more we talk about these things, the more we talk about Agenda 21, the more we talk about the truth, the more that they can't hide. And that's really the key, is, you know, having everybody asking those questions. Because when the average person is faced with something that doesn't make sense, you know, their land is being taken away, they're being regulated out of their car or whatever it is, you know, there's a plan in place. If you look at what's going on, it's happening everywhere. And once you know what to look for, it's the same. So they use, that's the nice thing about our side is, you know, we may have come to this fight, you know, behind the curve and they've had some time on us, but we actually have, they have a game plan and they follow the exact same formula. And so once you know what you're looking for, it's easy to spot Agenda 21. It's everywhere. A lot of people think that California, you know, writing us off because we're crazy. And I know it appears that way to people in other states, but you know, I can point to any number of implementations of Agenda 21 in every state that I go to, and it's always the same. It starts subtly, and people just don't notice unless they know what to look for.
And I think it's so vitally important for you to understand that this is a subversive movement. Uh-huh. The average individual has no idea. Uh-huh. They shut down fairly well lumbering here in California, a lot of the mining in California. They're certainly doing everything they can to put pressure, certainly, onto our growers. There's a shortage of water, but they're not letting, certainly, the growers use the water that is available because they need it for the fish. Uh-huh. And ladies and gentlemen, they're destroying the agricultural foundation of this country. They're certainly doing everything they can to upset the economy of this state. People really do not understand what's going on or how this is going to affect them down the line. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, because we're all being sold on the idea that we're going to somehow save the planet, you know, save the fish and the little animals and, you know, and they're more and that's all they think about, you know, at what cost, though. You know, I mean, you look at the devastation that is taking over in California. I mean, at the CARB meeting today, there's, you know, small mom-and-pop trucking companies and businesses these people have, and they're living in their trucks. They can barely afford to, you know, make a living. And now they're being asked to, you know, either upgrade their trucks to reduce greenhouse gas emissions for you know, $20,000 to $50,000 per truck, and it's going to put these people out of business. And you know, all for what? I mean, you know, they can't even measure. They haven't even measured this stuff properly. They didn't measure it in 1990. It's a total guesstimate. And I just want to point out that, you know, when I talked to the guy at CARB and I said, you know, what is it going to look like for us to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions to 80% below 1990 levels in the year 2050? Based on what Arnold Schwarzenegger has signed off on. And he said, everything has got to change. Everything. And I said, so in other words, we are being socially re-engineered and the lifestyle will look like something in the 1930s. Think about that.
And what was the fellow's response when you mentioned that?
He agreed. He said, everything is going to have to change. You're right. I mean, he was actually forthright about it.
And ladies and gentlemen, the fact that you're not hearing about this, your politicians are not talking about it, certainly your major talk show hosts are not talking about it, and you must understand this is a diabolical, it is a conspiracy. And it is a conspiracy of a small number of people who work through Agenda 21, through these environmental movements, who want to destroy existing civilization and replace it with one where the few people who are left will live at a much lower living standard. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess with me has been Heather Goss. And one more time, Heather, I want you to put out the website where people can go to get their tickets for the conference, and then where they can go to get your information one more time.
Okay. So if you want tickets to the Globalization of California Conference, you go to www.globalizationofcalifornia.com. And if you want information about, you know, Citizens Town Hall, which is my organization and what I do and our videos and just see what we're up to, www.citizenstownhall.org. That's www.citizenstownhall.org.
Thank you for everything you do, Heather, and we look forward to meeting you one of these days. God bless. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to attending this meeting. I think it's important. Certainly, Michael Shaw works his heart out. He has for the last decade and a half trying to educate the American people about what's going on, and he needs your support. He's a personal friend, and in fact, it's interesting that he should come from Santa Cruz, as I do, because he is the world's leading expert on Agenda 21. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we really depend upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out 5 days a week, 5 hours a day, trying to educate people about this, not only, of course, Agenda 21, but all the other subversive movements in our country intent upon destroying this nation. The enemy is not in the Ukraine. The enemy is not in Moscow or Beijing. The enemy is certainly not in Syria or in Tehran. The enemy is in Washington, D.C. and New York. It works through the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. And if you'd like to get bulk purchase of this, we'll be glad to cut the price, because our major goal is to try to get you to understand what's going on. Now, if you can't afford to read the book, go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com, and certainly scroll down to our section on videos, and you'll actually find this. The first video is called The Brotherhood of Darkness. There really is a conspiracy, ladies and gentlemen, involving the most powerful men in the world. How did they get to be powerful? They sold their souls to the devil. And if you go down the list of the people at the hut, most of the people who are multi-billionaires have done exactly that. And basically, of course, you're not going to hear this discussed in the general media, because the last thing they want is for the American people to understand what is really going on. So you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or you can get the DVD, or certainly if you'd like to get the Brotherhood of Darkness special, you can get the book, you can get the DVD and the CD, the talk, and it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will certainly go to our website, you'll watch our DVDs, you'll listen to our radio programs, you'll certainly read our newsletters going back to the mid-1990s. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will want to join the Radio Liberty House of Supporters and the Radio Liberty supporters, and help us maintain our network of stations across America. And you do that simply by going to our website or calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then we ask you to tell others about our program to encourage them to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family or to listen to our programs or certainly to purchase the various items, the books, DVDs that we sell, or certainly the health products we sell, or all of the things we sell, all of the money goes into maintaining our network of supporters, a network of stations across America. So please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders. Pray for our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. We'll be back in just a moment for the next fascinating article here at Radio Liberty.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, the views of Alan Scholl, where he's going to be talking about the wonderful new school that they have that you can homeschool in your own home with a computer. Alan, you pick up the story.
Yes, one of the things I'm very excited about, particularly now coming into the summer months, is the summer camp program that we have. We do a one-week summer camp program. We do two different sections. One is for the middle school students, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. The other is for 9th through 12th graders. We teach basic principles of constitutional government, trying to restore, repair, instill a love of the rule of law and the biblical and Christian foundations of what our country was constructed upon, and the values and all the character traits that went with that that made our founding such a unique event in history. It's very inexpensive. It's $25 basically for the week-long camp, and you can attend from virtually anywhere in the world that you have an internet connection. It's 3 hours in the morning, 9 a.m. to noon. And we have online students that will attend, and we have some students in the region here. Last year we had over 100 that come here to the facilities and sit in on the classes live. They both get the same course materials. We teach basic economics, free market economics. We teach them about things like John Maynard Keynes and Keynesian economics, what damage those kinds of programs, along with the Federal Reserve System, the fiat money and other things, and what they've done to our country, how they've impacted and changed our nation and our nation's economy. And we also teach about our founding fathers themselves, about the documents, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, even the Articles of Confederation, you know, where we came from, what made those documents so very important to our history and heritage, and why it's such a criminal act, really, for our government to move away from those firm foundations. Doctor? One of the things that we've enjoyed very much here is the creation of all of the materials. We have constructed a complete complete set of 9 short videos on the basic principles of the Constitution. Basic primers on the fundamental rule of law and how our government was constructed.
Hello, hello. Alan, are you there? Alan Scholl, are you there? Well, it looks like we've enlisted, lost Alan. Go right ahead, Alan. Go right ahead.
Okay. For a moment there, it seemed to drop out. I was talking about the summer camp program and the basic foundations of our republic, and some of those key critical principles that are not taught in our schools anymore and really aren't even understood by most adults today who've been through this public school mill. I met with a group tonight, as a matter of fact, earlier this evening, I spoke to a group about the history of the government school system and the people behind it.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Alan Scholl right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Alan is simply saying that there is a growing awareness of what's going on, the fact that we certainly have been lied to. We've moved from being a democracy into being from a republic to a democracy, and now increasingly towards an authoritarian society where we have a massive bureaucracy that controls every aspect of human endeavor and a corrupt legal system. Yes, we have some good judges, but they've infiltrated an awful lot of their people into the judicial system. Fortunately, they don't have that many. Have you noticed how they keep using the same people over and over again? But anyway, go right ahead, Alan.
I've been very encouraged here in the state of Wisconsin to see, although we had fallen to depths very close, I think, to the liberal morass that has developed in California. And as a former Californian, I can say that with some clarity. But here in Wisconsin, we had had liberal administrations. We'd had a liberal majority in the Senate for quite some time. The budget was totally out of control, deficit spending, all of the accoutrements of too much government and too much power in the hands of government. And with the change in administration here, first in the governor's office with Governor Walker, and then with the majorities in both the Assembly and the Senate, we have seen some major changes, changes heading back in the right direction. The work is certainly far from done. But I've been very, very encouraged to see things like the concealed carry laws in the state reinstated. For years and years, those have been vetoed every year by the governor, despite majorities from both houses. We've seen the evisceration of the stranglehold that the government employees unions had on education positions, government positions, and the basic blackmail that was going on there in terms of increases in pay and golden parachutes that the government employees had been able to elicit through the years by that union stranglehold, that thugocracy. It's been broken. The back has been broken. There's still a lot of yelling and screaming and gnashing of teeth, and certainly the leftists have not gone away. But the power that they had has been lessened. The teeth have been removed to a large degree, and we're hoping to see more of that. And frankly, Doctor, as a native-born Californian and third-generation native-born Californian, I would say I really hope and pray for the day when the folks of California finally rise up and say, enough. We've had enough of liberal policies, we've had enough of deficit spending, and begin to teach their children how to return to the constitutional values and the freedom and the biblical foundations that you and I so long to see reinstated in our country.
And I agree with you totally, and I think that as things get worse, and ladies and gentlemen, they are going to get worse, we're heading into a major financial collapse. And when this happens, I just hope that there will be enough people who will actually get involved. If we still have free elections, I'm very, very concerned about the electronic voting machines and the rigging of elections, and nobody wants to talk about that. In fact, they do everything they can to keep you from realizing that they do rig elections. In fact, that's why basically they did nothing at all about the fact that certainly old Joe Kennedy stole the president's election for his son in 1960. Richard Nixon won the election, but they stole the votes in Illinois and one other state. The mafia did it. And so why didn't the establishment challenge it? Because they didn't want the American people to suspect that our presidential elections and many other elections are rigged. And so they told Nixon that if he just sit down and be quiet, he could become the president in 68, which is exactly what happened. Go right ahead, Alan.
You know, we're seeing a lot of the wheels coming off of this carefully hidden election fraud. We're seeing more and more stories in the alternative press out on the internet. Many of the constitutionalist news sources now have uncovered a great deal of evidence of massive voter fraud. We had some of that here in Wisconsin. You may know that there was a recall election when the leftists didn't get their way in Madison, and they weren't able to intimidate the conservatives who had been elected to majorities in the state. They took to smear campaigns and then ultimately to a recall election on Governor Walker. And it didn't work. As a matter of fact, even though we do know that there were liberal counties in the southern part of the state and in the area of Madison, here in the state of Wisconsin, we refer to Madison, the capital, by the way, as Berkeley East. But this voter fraud that was uncovered, where they would have 160,000 votes in an area where there were only 120,000 registered voters, it still wasn't enough to overwhelm the majority. And Governor Walker actually won the recall election by a greater majority than he won the regular election initially. But there is some appreciation for what's happening.
And I think it's so important to understand that when you have a far more, a 40,000 more votes for a candidate than there are people registered, that they're cheating. And yet, of course, the government, they control the electoral process, and so that the, you know, they don't investigate that. I mean, somebody could have gone to jail. You cannot have 40,000 people more voting for a near candidate than, of course, than are registered in that area. But go ahead.
Well, we're seeing more and more of that is being uncovered, and I hope that people will work from the local basis, from the grassroots basis. We need to start with local districts and local voting records, and we need to. I agree with you. The electronic voting, I think, is far too susceptible. If a hacker can get into NORAD and cause problems with national defense computer systems, certainly. An administration that's in control of most of government can skew elections by doing the same kinds of things with computer fraud. So I do like to see the paper ballots and the hand counting. It takes a little longer, but I think it's a lot less susceptible to that kind of fraud. But it has to start at the local level. I really recommend that conservatives get involved, constitutionalists, get involved in local elections. Be a poll watcher. Be volunteer to work at the election. We have far too many precincts where the left has gained a foothold and, in fact, a stranglehold. And we've seen elections all across this country. I'm sure you're familiar, Doctor, where Black Panthers or some other left-leaning group has gone to polls and intimidated voters, has voted multiple times. So we had a lady that, I'll use the term loosely, who claimed to have voted over a dozen times herself. And yet, to my knowledge, she hasn't been punished for that. She should have been in prison for that. That's a crime, and it's a serious crime in a republic, particularly where important elections are.
Agreed. Go right ahead, Alan.
Okay, I have a good piece of news from this evening regarding what's going on in the battle for our educational materials, the Common Core state standards, so called. I had received word this evening in Kansas that one of the school board leaders in one of the districts that had been so virulently in favor of Common Core has resigned. We have laws now on the table in Kansas, laws on the table in Indiana, laws on the table. Oklahoma has thrown out Common Core. We have the New York Teachers Association, believe it or not, that hotbed of liberalism, has come to the conclusion that Common Core, as it's been implemented, is a complete disaster, and now they're calling for the rescission of Common Core.
Well, Alan, so, I want you to tell me about your homeschooling program, though. How can people sign up for it, and what they're going to get, why this is an excellent means of educating their children? Basically, well, what is certainly your homeschooling program? How does it work? And why is this going to change your child's life?
Well, it's going to give your child a basis in truth. One of the things that we like to point out is that we are invested in the process of teaching your child to think, not teaching your child what to think, but how to think. And what we do is we teach some of the old disciplines. Logic, for example, it's very difficult for a person who understands logical argument and logical debate to be dissuaded from a right position when they understand the basic principles. The rule of law is based upon logic. When we teach children Latin, they have a foundation to study languages. All the Romance languages, English, and most of the scientific languages based upon Latin. But we also teach them basic history of the United States, the concepts that underpinned our government and the documents. One of the great travesties in the Common Core modern so-called progressive education circles is that now they're talking about doing away with cursive writing. We will never do away with cursive writing. We would rob every child of the ability to read pivotal, seminal, original source documents like the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Magna Carta, the Mayflower Compact.
And basically, of course, there's a history that goes into the background of the freedoms that we enjoy here in America, but those freedoms are being rapidly removed because, of course, there are people who want a dictatorship and are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a worldwide dictatorship. I said, if you do not understand the difference between a republic and a democracy, if your child can't tell you the difference between them, well, then, of course, they have no way of understanding that freedom is being lost. And most children, when they graduate from school today, consider themselves globalists, not Christian Americans.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us. 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927.
800-800-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Alan is pointing out the fact that this is an internet school. Now, basically, you will be in a class, you will have a teacher, a personal teacher, and basically, what is it, how many students are certainly in a class up to age the sixth grade? How many children maximum?
In the primary grades?
Yes.
Kindergarten through sixth grade, kindergarten through fifth grade, there are no more than 15 students per class. Don't allow any more than that. We feel that the younger people need that attention from the teachers. They need that personal attention. From sixth grade through 12th grade, the maximum is 30. They're a little bit more self-starting, more self-sufficient, and a little easier to manage than the younger children, as I'm sure most parents would agree. But we have capped those classes at 15 and 30, unlike many of the online schools who take advantage of the environment to cram 100 or 150 kids into a class. It's impossible for a teacher to give proper attention to each student in that environment.
And I think it's important for people to understand that the student can be in contact with the teacher. The student is watching the teacher. The student can contact the teacher. What they say will go out over the internet. The other children can hear it, and the teacher can answer. Is that how it works?
Absolutely. We even have interactive whiteboard, which is a mechanism in the software whereby the teacher can begin a math problem on the whiteboard, on the virtual whiteboard there on the screen, and the student can finish that problem, fill in the blanks at home. They can exchange information on websites. They have voice communication, two-way voice communication. They have instant message communication where they can type a message that's instantly visible to the teacher, and the teacher's messages can be instantly visible to the student. And the students can even collaborate. We can create a team in a class and separate out a group of students to work on a group project so that they have that experience of working in a group and contributing to a group effort, a team effort. So we have virtually the perfect virtual classroom with a very sophisticated software. And the grading and all of the other aspects, correction of tests, maintenance of grades, is all done in a very, very sophisticated system called Canvas. Instant grading, when materials are graded and added, the grade shows so that a parent can follow the child's grade and find out where they are at any given point, what assignments have been handed in, how they've been graded, even view the markings and the write-ups on the graded materials. So it's complete visibility. One of the great crimes of the public school system, particularly since they have become so statist and leftist, is they no longer send home textbooks. Parents don't have any visibility on testing or textbooks or materials or lectures. And quite often, they're very shocked when they do plug in and find out exactly what it is their children are being taught and told. In our school, we have great transparency, unlike this current administration that keeps claiming to be transparent while it obfuscates virtually everything. A parent in our classes can sit in on the class and hear the lecture, see the teacher, see the materials, read the textbooks. We provide ISBN numbers so that a parent can go out and find that textbook and even do some bargain hunting to buy the textbooks that are required for the classes.
Now, how much do the textbooks cost for a class each year?
Well, the textbooks for a full-time student will range between about 100 to 120 on the low end to nearly 300 for a high school student, say, with chemistry texts and some of the heavier materials. But even that can be economized on by using those ISBN numbers, because many of those books are available in used bookstores or on Amazon in a used condition, Craigslist. There are many different sources now where textbooks are bought and sold. So we try to make it as painless as possible and give opportunity. Now, if a parent wants to just buy the books, we do have an arrangement with one of the major booksellers to the homeschool movement. And all of the books that we use for any given grade year can be bought in a package deal through Rainbow Resources, which is our partner for books.
And ladies and gentlemen, this program is designed to give your child an education, a certainly biblically based education, but it is primarily about the fundamentals of education, which they're not getting in schools today. And Common Core is designed specifically to dumb down our students. They certainly do not want American students to excel. They want the students in China and in India to excel in other countries. As they dumb down our students, understand America is under attack, not from without, but from within. Our guest, Alan Scholl. Alan, what's your telephone number to get to you?
The telephone number for Freedom Project Education is 1-800-807-7292.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a call for Alan Scholl. If you have a question for Alan, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Just before we went to the break, while you gave out the telephone number to reach you, I want you to give it twice again, and then, of course, the website people can go to.
Okay. The telephone number, the toll-free number again, is 1-800-807-7292. That's 1-800-807-7292. 9-2. And the website to go and view classes and look at what we have to offer, you can see the materials, look at our corporate calendar and see when the schedule is for classes to begin, etc., what classes are available, and view virtually all the materials. It's really an open book. That website is FEE, for Freedom Project Education, FEEUSA.org. And we have a tremendous wealth of information out there. If you're curious and you want to know more about what this Common Core monster is that they brought into the public schools as the latest salvo of the leftist and internationalist takeover of our schools, we have 17 pages of double-spaced links that you can click on and go out and read a huge amount of perspective on Common Core, why it's bad for America, bad for your children, bad for education, and really a plot to capture our children even more deeply and thoroughly than the school systems have up to this point. We also have freedomproject.com, freedomproject.com. Very simple. A lot of free materials out there produced by our media department, things like 56 individual videos, life histories of each of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. We want the American people to become familiar with those brave individuals again, know who they are, be familiar with their names and their histories and what they contributed to our country. We have a 9-part series on the Constitution, a basic primer on the principles of the Constitution, limitation of government, the rule of law, division of powers, separation of powers, etc. Very, very pivotal. As a matter of fact, Doctor, we were quite proud to see that our Constitution series is in the hundreds of thousands of views on our website, and we noticed an anomaly there. Many of the views, when we look at the statistics, are coming from websites or from locations, URLs out on the web, that are clearly identifiable as university websites. We have universities in this country, the hotbeds of liberalism, where students are utilizing our teachings on the Constitution to learn a new perspective on our government and on our the proper role of government. So we're quite happy about that. We would invite anyone to come to the website, investigate. Many of our parents have done testimonials there. There's a good deal of endorsement that's gone on there. We have some tremendous people, Thomas Woods, Sam Blumenfeld, others around the country who are notable conservative spokesmen and thinkers and writers, authors, and journalists who have looked at what we're doing and endorse what we're doing. Beverly Eichmann, the author of Pushback, excellent book on fighting the left in the field of debate, and many others who are very excited about what we've created here. And we just basically, the only thing that limits us from expanding exponentially and burying this failed public school system is funding and a bit of time as we continue to expand exponentially.
And remember, ladies and gentlemen, that this is available. So we hope that you'll go there, that you get their information. If you have a question for our guest, Alan Scholl, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. But the key to the next generation is the education of the next generation. They've taken over our education. The subversive element is in control. And until you understand that basically what is taking place is totally unconstitutional. But, of course, this group of wealthy people, by gaining control of the media, the educational system, infiltrating our religious seminaries, they've been able to largely control what the American people think and believe. If you've not read the book, The New Media Monopoly by a Left-Wing Professor, I may not agree with his politics. His information is excellent. He spent 30 years researching the situation as far as the As the media is concerned, the book, The New Media Monopoly, you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. It gives you an idea of how they're able to control what the American people read, see, think, and believe. Go right ahead then, Alan. So basically, you're encouraged by the response you're getting from out across America. What would you tell your listeners that they should be doing right now?
Well, we must, as parents, as grandparents, great-grandparents, we must find alternatives. If we have children that are grown, they are oftentimes very frustrating to those of us who are constitutionalists. If our children have gone through the public school system, we don't understand, really, a lot of Americans, why they don't hold our views and stick to the principles that we understand to be true. And really, what we're witnessing is a frog-in-the-water marination. Most of these people, even those that become teachers or work in education fields, they don't really even realize the extent to which their thinking has been skewed, the extent to which their thinking is in error and their history has been rewritten erroneously. They may not even be aware of how far their education has degraded from previous generations. And what we need to do is, as expeditiously as possible, as gently as possible, find alternatives for those children that are still in school age years. Get your children out of the government school system into a good private school, whether it's Freedom Project or you homeschool. Get them out of that mill, so that process stops, then you can begin to give them a true education. If your children are older and you've lost them, there are a great many good learning materials. Just getting a young person, even people in their 30s and 40s and 50s, if you can get them to read even a couple of good books, to get some basic primers in policy and principle. Basiat's The Law, Frederick Basiat's book, The Law, fantastic learning tool. There are simple books on free market economics. I highly recommend getting a good book on basic economics, particularly in this day and age when we're witnessing the degradation of our economic system. There are some very simple things that you can do. A great book, Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt. The first lesson is just a few pages, but it's a tremendous epiphany moment for most people when they read that and realize the common sense veracity of the free market system. And once you can begin to establish that foundation again, I have found even with people who I once considered to be pretty far gone in terms of liberal politics and skewed thinking, the fuzzy thinking liberal that we used to talk about. I have a number of those people now who have become rabid constitutionalists, Ron Paul fans, et cetera, simply by beginning that educational process again and replacing the garbage that they've been taught with firm foundations and basic principles. It's amazing, isn't it, Doctor, what fact and truth can do, you know, the ounce of truth against the ton of lies.
And I think it's vitally important that people understand that the first premise, that you hear this over and over again, the United States is democracy. We're a democracy. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not a democracy. It's a lie. You find me any place in the Constitution they refer to America as a democracy, or in the Declaration of Independence, or certainly in the Federalist Papers, where it says that we are a democracy. In fact, it was James Madison who said, you know, democracies are air spectacles of turbulence and contention, are incompatible with personal liberty and private property, and are usually as short of their lives as they are violent to death. And that's the 10th of the Federalist Papers. Get it, read it. But before we go on, let's go to Ron, calling from Washington State, because Ron is a teacher himself. Again, our number is 1-888-24 Liberty, 1-888-24 Liberty, or 464 if you have a question for our guest. Hi, Ron. How are we doing?
I'm doing fine, sir, and I want to echo everything your guest has been saying about getting your kids out. And you'd be appalled at what you see in the textbooks. I get around, I substitute, and I am absolutely appalled at some of the things I've seen, the effect it's had on our kids. I had I was teaching a group of some of the better students at one of the high schools, the leaders, and all of them say how much they hate the United States. These are juniors and seniors in high school, and these are the better students. And
absolutely,
it was somewhat disturbing to me. The literature they have to read in the textbook is very slanted and very, to me, very deceitful. Quotes by Shirley Chisholm and Patsy Mink. Itself disturbing.
Curriculum that Common Core represents, they will talk about a language curriculum, and they mention things like the exemplar text. I'm sure you've heard the terminology. The exemplar text, the very name, the very word, the meaning of the word is they are examples. And yet, among those exemplar texts, you will find books like The Bluest Eye, which is pure, simple pornography, blatant, horrible pornography. It contains graphic depictions of child molestation and incest and just horrific things. And this is 10th grade reading for English?
Ron, if I could suggest something. I'm sure many of these young people, I don't like America because they believe that what we have today is America. I would simply point out to them that we have two Americas. We have the original constitutional America, and a subversive group has taken it over, and that is what they hate. And they're justified in it because these people are using the financial and military power of our government to bring about a world tyranny, and we should not support that, but we should support the original concepts of individual freedom under God. So we have two governments. The theoretical government, but we have the real government headed by people who worship Satan. Is there any way you could bring that out, Ron?
Well, I do a little bit, but I'll say, look, the way we treated the Indians, the way they treated the blacks.
And basically, Ron, the thing is that you point out that this is exactly what this elite group is doing. I mean, as far as the blacks are concerned, isn't the AIDS virus is designed to hit blacks much more? Look at what you find the incidence of HIV disease or AIDS on the internet. And certainly, most people are never going to tell you that what the level of fluoride is, what level of lead is. Certainly, in the communities that are fluoridated. That's giving the blacks certainly an encephalopathy. And so you counter what they're saying with truth that they can check out and find is true. There are two governments, the real government and then certainly the demonic government. Is there any, I understand what the kids are saying, yes, but it was these same people who were exploiting the Indians and exploiting the blacks.
Well, that's true, but the fact that anybody has the right to own private property is very, very rare in the history of the world. So, we weren't as perfect as we should have been. We didn't live up to the standards that we had, and it's about time that we did. However, they're right now trying to take our liberties away from us.
You know what's amazing?
I try and point that out. Most of them don't know what any Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Most of them don't know what the word republic
means. Sure, that is why.
I tell them
it's right ahead,
the government of laws.
They've had it hammered into their heads, a whole plethora of fallacies. And really, what's happened is they've been poisoned. And that is getting to the dire extent that my friend Dr. Gary Thompson, the Early Life Child Psychology and Education Center up in Utah, came down and testified here in Wisconsin that they are seeing more depredation and destruction and damage and emotional problems from the methodologies of teaching and testing under Common Core and the Better Balanced Assessments, et cetera, among minorities than among any other population. And oftentimes we hear this touted as the method of salvation for minorities or for the poor, when it's actually victimizing minorities and the poor more than it is the general population, as bad as that is.
Right. But Ron, what are your parting thoughts? We're running out of time.
Okay, very quickly, some of the TVs that they would pipe in TV news, and of course it's CNN News, and you got a picture of Piers Morgan on the screen. We get you hand out literature. It's by the New York Times, and one of the articles was a very favorable piece about homosexual marriage. They have homosexual clubs that are sponsored by the schools. And I got in trouble for wearing a button that had marriage between one man and one woman. The philosophy of the people at really at the top, the Arne Duncans of this world, is just absolutely horrifying. And those are the people who have your kids for many hours in the day, and they are molding their thoughts. And somebody needs to stand up and stop it.
Well, Ron, if there's any way you can get any of those kids to listen to our radio program, if you even get one, he could reach the rest of the kids in that class. All we can do is try, and that's what we do. And I appreciate everything you do. Parting thought before we let you go.
One thing, I was teaching a math class. I saw this one kid reading a book, and I kept trying to admonishing him to do his math, and he kept reading his book. And I looked to see what book he was reading. It was a book about J.P. Morgan and his bankster buddies. And it was an eighth grade kid, by the way.
Well,
I was very encouraged when I saw that.
All we can do is try it. I appreciate everything you do trying to reach these kids. And I know you have to watch what you do, because, of course, they would just love to have an excuse to get rid of anybody who's telling our school kids the truth. But we need, ladies and gentlemen, to get our kids out of government schools and into private schools where they'll learn about God, family, and country. If not, you're going to lose your kids. Ron, God bless you. Thank you very much for being with us. And hang on there for just a moment, Alan. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Alan. Before we let you go, I want you to get out your website twice. I want you to get out your telephone number twice.
Okay. The website is FPEUSA.org. That's Freedom Project Education, the initials FPEUSA.org. And the toll-free number is 1-800-807-7292. 1-800-807-7292.
Well, I want to thank you for everything you're doing. Please keep in touch with us. And anytime you want to get back on the radio, give us a call, okay?
Thank you very much. It's been a great pleasure, and I really appreciate your stand and your long work in this area, Doctor. You're a hero to me.
God bless, and thanks very much, Alan. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. What is the family of supporters? Well, it's simply people who agree with me that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And basically, of course, you can join the Radio Liberty family by subscribing to our newsletter, and getting our four best CDs or tape sets or books that we offer. And we certainly have set aside a number of books we think are important for you to have and for you to read. So basically, you can get to our website at radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. You can get to certainly our telephone number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You need to get the information that we offer, and then, of course, you need to copy it and get it out. Certainly, we do hope that many of you out there, if you have not heard our new 4-CD set on Did Hitler Escape, will get it. And basically, we have a lot of material on Adolf Hitler. Certainly, we have several books. Hunting Hitler by Jerome Corsi, who's a regular staff writer for WorldNet Daily, and then, of course, Grey Wolf by Gerard Williams. And both of them get into the background of the fact that Adolf Hitler escaped. But we have this excellent 4-CD set, well done, and it includes Harry Cooper. And he actually suddenly, he and his friend went to South America and talked to the people who knew Hitler. Why suddenly have they concealed the fact that Hitler escaped? Well, because, of course, he should have been tried and convicted and punished and executed for his crimes against humanity. But, of course, he was allowed to escape. He was actively helped to escape by our intelligence agencies. And that is in Great Britain because, of course, the force behind them is the same occult force that we keep talking about. And basically, of course, Adolf Hitler then lived till he was about 65. And basically, the people we've talked to, people like Sidney Jerome Corsi and Gerard Williams and Harry Cooper have actually been to South America, who've talked to people who knew Hitler, who helped Hitler, who certainly sponsored Hitler in South America, but it was all done with the full financing of your government. Why? Because World War II was phony, killed 60 million people, but we can't let the American people know that. The purpose of World War II was to bring about the United Nations, a world government. This is all about installing the Antichrist onto the throne. But, of course, World War II failed to accomplish that, and that made that World War III is inevitable. And it really is. I think it's not a matter of if, but when. And basically, it's coming. It's coming very, very soon. And there's going to be just a total destruction of society. You can already see the rumbles over there in Ukraine and in Syria and Tehran, and the rumbles certainly between China and Japan that are increasing. I don't know when it's going to be. It could be a matter of weeks, months, years. It could be a matter of decades, but it is coming as sure as God made little green apples, because, of course, these people hate humanity and they want an excuse to bring about a one world government, a one world financial system, and to destroy Christianity. Remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America. From the mind.